That's what we would still be doing if Jesus' sacrifice was not enough. And so it's not what we're doing, it's what he's doing. In fact, the Bible tells us, he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Notice here, that is saying here that this sanctification is ongoing, but its work rests in a completed, sufficient act of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. His sacrifice was sufficient. It was enough. There wasn't anything that you need to do to add to it. He did it all. Notice thirdly, that Jesus Christ brings forgiveness and a new covenant. Notice this in verse 15 down through verse 18. It says, and the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying in verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds. Then he adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds. Is that what he says? You got to add them two extra words there. No more. No more. He doesn't remember it, so why do you need to? You know, sometimes we stay and we wallow in the remembrance of our sins. Now, yes, there's a conviction that happens in our life over our sin. We bring that conviction to the place of repentance, and we say, God, I am sorry for my sin. I repent of my sin. Repentance means I turn away from it. I don't stay there in that sin. I turn away from my sin, and I turn to follow Jesus. Jesus, restore me to a right relationship with you. But once you've done that, there's nothing else that has to happen there. He says there is forgiveness of those sins and there is no longer any offering for sin. He says he doesn't remember the sins and their lawless deeds anymore. Verse 18 goes on and says, for where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. So the Holy Spirit bears witness and refers to the Spirit, that refers to the Spirit confirming the work of Jesus Christ in the hearts of those who are believers. Now, that new covenant is internal. What did he say he would do? He says he would write it on our hearts. So it shifts from the stone tablets of the old covenant to writing it on our hearts. Here was an outward conformity. You were conforming to the religious system. Sometimes we tend to want to do that with our own lives. We want to put our lives back under this old covenant, in a sense, under the old laws, and that I have to do, when Jesus says, no, you have to be. Not do, be. A big difference. It's internal over here. It's external over here. It's doing all these ritualistic things. In other words, you go to church. You read your daily Bible. You check off all those boxes that are on your offering envelopes. You ever see those things? I did my daily Bible reading. I did all these things. You check off those boxes. That's outward conformity. Should we be doing those things? Sure. But where should that come from? That shouldn't come from over here, external pressure from the outside. It should come from over here, internal transformation from the inside. That's what he's talking about here. He's saying this happens internally, not externally, in the new covenant. And that marks a profound shift from the old covenant's tablets of stone to the writing of his word on our hearts. And so that term, no longer any offering for sin, no longer any offering for sin, no longer any offering for sin, underscores the finality of Jesus Christ's work on the cross and his resurrection from the tomb. The Greek there is strongly emphasizing completeness. There is literally nothing more to be done to reconcile sinners to God. So what does that mean for us today? What do we need to do? Because there is something we should do. One of those things is to trust in Jesus, not in your works. Don't rely on the religious acts. Don't rely on good deeds. Don't rely on personal efforts for salvation. You know, sometimes you hear individuals who say, the things I've done in my life, there's no way he'd let me into heaven. It's not based on what you did or didn't do, except for trusting in Christ, not in your works. Your works will never get you to heaven. And that's what Hebrews 10 is emphasizing here, is saying that Christ's sacrifice is sufficient and is final. Trust Jesus, not your works. Works are an evidence of the transformation in your heart. So should we be doing things that the law over here commands to do? Do we disregard the Ten Commandments? Absolutely not. But what he's saying here is it's no longer here from the external pressure to abide by the Ten Commandments. It's an internal transformation that I want to do those things of the Ten Commandments. I want to obey God's word. I'm not always perfect, and I won't be perfect till I get to heaven. But in the meantime, that's the desire of my heart. That is the purpose and the passion of my life, is to trust in Jesus, not in these things. So then secondly, what else do we need to do? Live in obedience to God's will. Because he doesn't desire sacrifice. What does he desire? Obedience. And so Jesus' example calls us to surrender our lives fully to God's plan. Obedience is the